So this is Dr. Schumacher dictating nursing home history and physical on Tanya Otis. First name is T-O-N-I-A. Second name is O-T-I-S. Date seen was September 2nd, 2022. Nefarious patient profile. Mrs. Otis is a 46-year-old female who had been homeless and living in a hotel program because of her disability, period. New paragraph, chief complaint, severe back pain. New paragraph, history of present illness. She's had back pain to some extent, and she had some injuries in her youth, and then she had degenerative changes, period. She is morbidly obese, period. The back pain is severe in the lower back, and he's known to have degenerative disc disease, period. He had Hurley initially on April 15th in the ER and was given medications, period. Then she went to Hurley again in August 20th to August 23rd and checked herself out to be able to continue with the hotel program, period. Apparently that's the program where she can't go to a shelter because of disability, so they pay for her to stay in a hotel, period. Her son wasn't able to meet her needs also, period. She then went to the hospital again at the recommendation of a neurologist, period. This was on August 29th, period. She was seen and treated, but I do not have hospital records in detail, period. I do have a med list, period. It was recommended that she go to subacute rehab, period. She can only walk a short distance with a walker, and she has much pain and debility, period. An MRI at the hospital showed significant facet joint effusions at L5-S1 and severe degenerative disc disease worse at L5-S1, period. She also had disc osteophytes at L4-5 and T11-12, and she has a disc osteophyte complex at L5-S1, period. There's disc bulge at L4-5, period. She had a hemangioma in the spine as well, period. The pain is persistent, period. New paragraph. Review assistance, constitutional. She denies feeling feverish or having chills. New line I, denies major visual complaints. Period, new line ENT, no earache, sore throat, hoarseness, or major hearing problems, period. New paragraph, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, other than the back, there's no other arthralgias, period. Skin, no rash or itch. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history. She thinks she may have prediabetes, period. She also had an episode in 2020 where she had acute kidney injury and was dialyzed briefly, period. She states it improved and they never figured out what the cause was, period. She had a right ankle fracture in the past, appendectomy. She had a tubal ligation, period. She had pneumonia 6 years ago. New paragraph, family history. Her father has diabetes, mellitus type 2, and mild dementia, period. He's at TIAs, period. He also had a neck injury and has rods in the neck, period. Her mother is obese, but otherwise has no major medical problems, period. New paragraph, social history. She smokes a bit, usually 5 cigarettes a day or less, period. No alcohol excess, period. She's homeless. She was living in a hotel, period. New paragraph, medications. Seroquel 50 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily. Metformin 500 milligrams nightly. Flonase, one spray in each nostril daily. Multivitamins, one daily. Topamax 100 milligrams daily. Sumatriptan 100 milligrams if needed for migraine. Seroquel 300 milligrams nightly. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Remeron 30 milligrams at bedtime. Prozac 20 milligrams daily. Ferrosulfate 325 milligrams daily. Tenofibrate 145 milligrams at bedtime. Acetaminophen 300-30, one tablet every 6 hours is needed. Cholecalciferol 2,000 units daily. Narcan one spray in both nostrils if needed. paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed, period. Blood pressure 148 over 95, temperature 97.5, pulse 108. Inspired rate 20, oxygen saturation 97%, weight 247 pounds. head and neck. Pupils are equally reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, period. Extraocular lumens are intact, period. A new paragraph, ENT, colon. Ears are normal inspection. Hearing was good. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple. No mass, no palpable thyromegaly. Trachea is midline. New line, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. No pitting edema. Pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender, no palpable organic megaly. CNS cranials are normal. Sensation intact, period. Lower extremity motor tone Vulcan strength was normal, period. Sensation was intact. Upper extremity strength was normal, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. Straight leg raising was negative for pain shooting down the leg, but did give back pain in the lower back, period. There's tenderness in the lumbar spine, period. Shoulder range of motion is normal, period. Hand grip is good. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Otis has severe back pain and degenerative disc disease, including disc osteophyte complexes, period. For pain, he's on Tylenol number 3, 1 every 6 hours as needed, period. Two, she states she has prediabetes, period. She does come to us on metformin 500 milligrams nightly, period. I don't have more detailed records from the hospital. New paragraph 3, she has hypothyroidism, alkalinity led by thyroxine, 25 micrograms daily, period. 4, she's on Prozac 20 milligrams daily for depression and Seroquel 300 milligrams nightly for behaviors and 50 milligrams of Seroquel in the daytime, period. I do not have a detailed record as to what she tells me. She has bipolar disorder, period. New paragraph.
Bipolar other.
Okay.
With the personality changes.
Okay.
With the bipolar other.
I see. Okay.
Bipolar other with manic episodes.
Okay. She gives me a diagnosis of bipolar other with manic episodes, period. New paragraph, she has migraine, alkalinity, sumatriptan as needed, period. She's also on Topamax, 100 milligrams daily for migraine prevention, period. She follows with the neurologist, Dr. Sabah, period. New paragraph, debility, she'll get OT and PT, period. She's also on gabapentin, 600 milligrams every 8 hours for neuropathy, and methocarbamol, 500 milligrams every 8 hours for muscle spasms, period. I will follow her at admission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.